This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver's FBI office is warning travelers and shoppers to avoid using public chargers. Officials say fraudsters have found ways to use charging stations at airports, hotels, and shopping centers to introduce malware and monitoring software onto devices. The agency says you should carry your own charger and plug directly into normal electrical outlets instead. Colorado would be protected from forced water cuts from the Colorado River under proposals the Department of Interior presented today. Instead, Arizona, California, and Nevada could see significant cuts starting in 2024. Deputy Interior Secretary Tommy Boudreaux spoke in front of the region's largest reservoir, which is down to just a quarter capacity due to overuse.
These deficits took decades to cause, and one encouraging year of precipitation does not get us out of that hole.
Interior is taking public comment on its proposed cuts through the end of May. The Summit Daily News needs the public's help digitizing its archives. The free newspaper has been fundraising for 3 months and has raised $1,800 so far, but it says the project will cost about $165,000 total, even with assistance from Summit County. The Summit Daily News began publishing in 1989. Ogden Newspapers purchased it and its sister paper, Vail Daily, last year. And today was the hottest so far this year for a lot of the Front Range. Denver saw its record high for this date, broken around noon when temperatures at the airport hit 81 degrees. That broke a record set in 1982. Officials say the warm weather and low humidity will create dangerous fire conditions Wednesday. This is CPR News.